This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. The story of how thousands of rescued Yiddish books became the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts, has been told a few times, but not as an illustrated children's book, says author Sue Macy.
And I thought this would be a great book for kids because it's about the importance of books, the power of one person to change the world, which you don't have many examples of.
That one person Macy wrote about is Aaron Lansky. We wrap up our Books for Young People series today with The Book Rescuer, How a Mensch from Massachusetts Saved Yiddish Literature for Generations to Come. New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman has the story of the storybook.
The Book Rescuer begins with, well, let's give this to author Sue Macy. She says, when she reads this part, she channels her grandmother.
Come here. Sit down. I want to tell you a story. It starts a long time ago when Aaron Lansky's 16-year-old grandma left Eastern Europe for the United States. She didn't bring much with her.
Just a cardboard suitcase with some precious items from her old life.
A pair of candlesticks, a photograph of her mama and papa who stayed in Europe, and a few books in Yiddish, the everyday language of Eastern European Jews.
Macy's picture book is about young Aaron Lansky growing up in southeastern Massachusetts and going on to study Jewish history. In graduate school, he began to rescue Yiddish books from people who didn't want them anymore, even out of a dumpster once. And Lansky wrote his own book about all of this, but Macy says he left some things out.
I know one thing about writing for kids is they want to know about the subject's childhood.
And Lansky gave her some choice details.
He loved Star Trek, and he was a Boy Scout, and he went to Boy Scout camp, which is why he learned how to fix the truck that he hauled books around in. I like that I got to fill in some of the backstory for him, because what he did as an adult was amazing, but how did he get to that point?
What he did came about because of the persecution of Jews, not a topic easily explained to young children. And while just a couple of sentences in the book, this is central to the story.
The reason Yiddish speakers started disappearing was the Holocaust. But you don't go into a long description. And if it's used in a school setting, the teacher can add to that or the parents can add to that or not. Because it's really about a man who's collecting books.
And about Yiddish, an ancient language that in the early 20th century was spoken by 13 million people around the world, Macy tells her readers, and she's included a glossary.
Oh, this is the page of Yiddish words that have entered the English language.
Macy and the book rescuer himself grew up in families where Yiddish wasn't really spoken.
Yet Yiddish entered the language, the English language, so we know things like schmutz or glitch or mazel tov or schlep.
The words are one thing. Macy's written several books for young readers, and she says every paragraph or two in a picture book needs an image inspired by those words. The Book Rescuer's illustrator, Stacy Innerst, says after he read Macy's manuscript, the swirling paintings depicting Jewish life by early 20th century artist Marc Chagall came to mind. They inspired how he depicted this really difficult subject.
You know, in the case of the Holocaust image, he did these paintings just of large groups of people, and every face is telling a story.
Innerst says human faces have always pulled him into art, and he says young readers will look at those faces for answers. Part of The Book Rescuer takes place in the distant past, and those illustrations are mostly black and white, Innerst says. More color comes into the recent past.
The picture I did of Aaron when he was a child, I kind of used 70s colors. So I threw a stingray bicycle in there and, you know, the Boy Scout uniform and the Mr. Spock.
And then there is poetic license.
Ask him about the cat.
Oh, yeah.
What about the cat?
Well, I included a cat in a lot of these images. He's in the pile of books.
Yeah.
After the book was printed, Innerst and Macy learned Aaron Lansky is allergic to cats. But in a children's book, he told them, it's okay. He didn't really mind. They were there. For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.